Orenthal James Simpson, O.J. Simpson, the Juice, was born on 9 July 1947 and passed on 10 April 2024. A controversial figure for sure, and a great example of be careful of your heroes, or maybe not be careful of your heroes, that's not fair, because he was an amazing, amazing football star. Still, you know, one of the most highly, just an amazing football star, really, when you look at it. And you look at his career, and then he moved into acting, and then he fell into some legal problems. And I'm not here to defend OJ or to tell you he did or didn't do certain things, but it's definitely interesting. He's somebody I grew up with. And I think a lot of us, especially my age, you know, knew him prior to and knew of him and probably looked up to him prior to the whole incident with his wife, with Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman in 1994. And so, you know, it's that transition from someone that is a sports hero to, oh, wow, right? So I think we need to not just recognize and remember those people that we put on a pedestal, but also everybody else. And so, you know, it's kind of with a heavy heart I report O.J. Simpson's death. So I know other people out there will have different opinions on that, and that's fine. There's no need to call into the show with "I'm happy he's dead" or anything like that, because I won't play those calls. I'll just tell you right now. O.J. Simpson, like I say, was an amazing, amazing football star. When you look at his career highlights, you know, MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, five-time All-Pro, five-time, you know, Pro Bowl, rushing yards leader, Offensive Player of the Year, touchdown leader, amazing stuff. You know, Heisman Trophy winner, he played on the Bills and the 49ers. Just amazing, amazing football player. I remember him from the movies. Honestly, when I think of movies and O.J. Simpson, I go the Naked Gun movies. And that's where I originally think of him and originally saw him in the movies was the Naked Gun movies. But we look back and he did a number of other things. The Klansman, which is a really interesting film based on a book from William Bradford Hugh. I've never read the book. The movie with Lee Marvin and Richard Burton and Linda Evans it's an interesting movie, you know, about this racial violence in the South, right? Just what you think it is. He was in some other interesting movies. Firepower is an interesting one with Sophia Loren and James Coburn. But yeah, obviously his movie career pretty much ended when his legal issues happened. And so, you know, we don't know in the end. I think everybody has their own opinions and thoughts on how guilty O.J. Simpson is. And I'm definitely not going to tell you that, you know, I can prove to you he's not guilty or even that I, you know, don't believe there's an incredible chance that he is guilty, right? But O.J. is an interesting case because when you're found not guilty, which doesn't mean you're innocent, but you're found not guilty in a criminal court, right? Because they don't have the evidence to prove it. But then you can be found liable in civil court. You know, we have double jeopardy, and not just the movie with Ashley Judd and Tommy Lee Jones, Tommy Lee Jones. But you have to wonder, because put yourself in OJ's shoes, right? Let's say you are innocent and you get yourself found not guilty, so you survive the criminal trial, and now you're liable in civil court. But if you're innocent, you know, so, and I'm not saying he's innocent, but it brings up that whole double jeopardy thing in our legal system. And I know the double jeopardy wasn't really designed around the criminal and the civil courts in mind. And we could have a discussion on it. Sadly, my show won't be around long enough to have that discussion. So I don't know that there's any need to call in about double jeopardy and why it makes sense that he was it was okay that he was found guilty in civil court. But, you know, that always seemed kind of wrong to me. Not because it was O.J. Simpson, just the idea that you can not be guilty in criminal court, but still be liable in civil court. And, yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. So we went down, the unit I was in the Army, 521 at Fort Ord, we were light infantry unit, Fort Ord, of course, 7th Infantry Division light infantry division. We were sent down to L.A. for the L.A. riots, the Rodney King riots, the race riots. And we got there after it was pretty much done. So we did patrols with the police and stuff, and they were really happy to see us. But by the time the active Army got in there, it was pretty settled down. I know the Marines and the National Guard both ended up shooting at some folks that like ran roadblocks and stuff. But by the time we got down there, you know, nothing like that happened. But the next year we were on alert because we were a rapid deployment unit, and we were on alert when the O.J. Simpson thing happened, because there was a, it wasn't the initial during the chase. We watched the chase on TV, actually. But we were on alert. So it wasn't the next year. What was it? Because I know I watched the chase on TV. Oh, it was when the sentencing was coming up, I think. It was so never mind. I'm mixing up my metaphors. I think it was the sentencing for the Rodney King riots is when we were, anyway, I'm getting off track here. We were on alert. We didn't go back down, of course, but either it wasn't the OJ thing. It was the sentencing, I think, for the Rodney King. But anyway, I remember watching those. So none of this belongs in OJ Simpson Memorial podcast, does it? Anyhow, OJ Simpson is one of those characters, you know, and he finally did go to jail, rightfully so, for armed robbery and kidnapping, right? You managed to get out of this one criminal charge, whether he's guilty or not. And then you put yourself in this situation. you can't feel bad for him for the armed robbery stuff. But, yeah. What you can feel bad for him and his family, though, is, you know, another victim of cancer. He died of prostate cancer. And, yeah, it's one of those things that my dad had prostate cancer. Still is a survivor of prostate cancer. They went in and had the Da Vinci machine thing that goes in and chops up the prostate and pulls it out. But you know, I've had bouts of skin cancer, lots of cancer around. Everybody has stories about cancer and cancer in their family and all. But yeah, I don't know. O.J. Simpson's one of those figures that, you know, whether you love him or hate him or like him or don't have an opinion about him, if, you know, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you grew up knowing who O.J. Simpson was. And he was a pretty pivotal figure, an important figure. So I just wanted to take a couple minutes out, and sorry for digressions into other topics, but I just want to take a couple minutes out to recognize that. And thoughts for his family, obviously, thoughts for Nicole Brown Simpson's family. I mean, regardless of anything else, we don't want to diminish the violence that was done to her or to Ron Goldman in 1994 when that murder happened. So at all, I mean, no disrespect, and I don't mean to downplay the importance or the tragedy that happened with her. But OJ is one of those, like I say, one of those figures that we grew up with. So, you know, but his passing is one of those that kind of hits hard. So just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, folks, take care. This weekend we'll have another movie review. Joe Salvador of Raven Guy Games is joining me to discuss 48 Hours and another 48 Hours. And then next week, I'll have another regular episode. So take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you soon.